Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What a contrast between growing up in communist Romania and looking to the land of the free, becoming an American citizen, a pastor of a church in Chicago, and then experiencing what this pastor and other pastors have experienced. We're going to be talking about that contrast on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Pastor Christian Ioanescu. We'll call him Pastor Christy. And he is the pastor of Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church in Chicago. Pastor Christy, you grew up in a communist country. You grew up in Romania, and you came to this country while America was, in your view, the land of the free. Looking at the contrast from that side to looking at America, and you came here just before the communist regime fell in 1989. Tell us a little bit of stories about what it was like growing up in communist Romania, especially for pastors and churches and Christians, and what you see now happening in this land of the free, America.
Well, growing up in Romania was like growing inside a tightening noose. It was worse and worse over time. And the first thing that I see in this country, it is a tightening noose around our liberties. And it's disturbing for me because I saw it happening in Romania. We need to understand that Romania doesn't have one communist bone inside of it. We were as capitalistic as any country in the world is, and as much enjoying the freedom during the monarchy before the Second World War. Now, Christians were persecuted because that was another time and maybe another story. But what we need to understand is in the 20s and up the 30s, they didn't have 1,000 members. The Communist Party of Romania did not have 1,000 members. And we're talking about a 13, 14 million people country. What happened, it was introduced by force from Russia, and Romanians adapted. They became communists just to survive. So they play that communist role. But in 1989, when the dictatorship was overthrown, overnight, they shed and they threw away communism. I'm talking about the ordinary people. And in time, they tried to push aside all the people that were in charge before 1989. And it was not easy because we didn't have logistics, we didn't have knowledge. After 50 years of communism, it's hard to bring people to lead a country. People that didn't have anything to do with how you lead a country. But my point is this, when you talk about the system, the playbook, I can see it in these liberal ways of our liberal states. Their plays taken out of the communist playbook. And I will give you very shortly, summarily, five steps. If they saw that you were a nuisance, let's use that word, and you stood against the government as a preacher, as a doctor, as a professor, first and foremost, they would let you play for a while to see what traction you have. And if you didn't have any traction, if nobody cared about you, if you're alone, they would immediately destroy you, eliminate you, annihilate you, one way or another, even physically. If you had some traction and people knew about you, they tried to recruit you. They tried to sugarcoat you and say, hey, listen, let's work together. We understand your principles. Don't worry. We are fine. But just work with us. and they would try to recruit you. If that didn't work, then the next step would be to intimidate you and say, if you continue to do this, we're going to take that away from you. But if you stop, we would let you have this. So they negotiated. If that didn't work, they would raise your peers. If you were a pastor, other pastors. If you were a doctor, other doctors, to isolate you and to make people believe you are an extremist, you are a fanatic, you are a goon, you're crazy, and then destroy you. And if that didn't work, then gloves were off, they would just eliminate you. So this was the process of elimination of a nuisance. And I can see it here. The mayor at first wanted to talk to me, wanted to lecture me, wanted to educate me. And I said, no problem, but I know I'm not going to have time to talk to you because you are a politician. You have your talking points. So let me write a letter. And I asked 9 questions. And then I said, I need our attorney to be present in the conversation. In 1 hour or 1 hour and a half, their attorney called our attorney from Liberty Counsel, Brother Harry Mihet, and they canceled the conversation, the conference call.
And by this time, the reason in part why we needed an attorney with you is because they had charged you in the church with disorderly conduct, or they were threatening to do things like that.
And I said, if my attorney being present bothers you, that's exactly why he needs to be present.
So they canceled. Because all they wanted to do was, quote, educate you, close quote. They wanted you
maybe
to just fall in line.
Me. Yeah, maybe sugarcoat me, maybe threaten me, maybe offer me something. I don't know. But I recognize that because in Romania, when I was 16, there was a recruitment attempt. The mayor from the state's secret police came to me and said, hey, you have a bright future. You are one of the most preeminent young preachers and leaders, and we want to offer you this and that and the other. But it so happened that the Sunday before, a man from our church, he was in his late 50s. When the communists came in Romania, he was one of the leaders of the Pentecostal movement, and he resigned shortly thereafter. And the reason is they tried to recruit him. And out of the blue, 2 days before the recruitment attempt was done on me, this man who never exchanged real conversation with me, a few words with me, just, hi, how are you? How's your family? Now he sits down while we're riding the tram home, and he is talking to me out of the blue about how they tried to recruit him and what he said. And I believe it was a miracle from the Lord, because on Tuesday, whatever he told me, he told them, I told that mayor. And the recruitment went dead. So that was
it. You know, it's shocking because you see, I mean, you've gone through that pattern. You're not reading it from a textbook. You lived that pattern. You were part of that pattern. And as you're talking about this pattern, this process, I'm thinking about what I've seen in America and in Chicago and Illinois particularly, the same pattern with regards to these government overreaches pertaining to these lockdown restrictions of churches using a panic and then trying to then essentially say, as the government, we have your security in mind, so we just want to keep you secure and safe. Just give us a little bit of liberty, 2 weeks of it, 2 weeks. We'll start off with a 2-week closure, and then they just continue to do that longer and longer. And when you ultimately say, and other pastors like you, enough is enough, then they come after you with full force. Our special guest is Pastor Christian Ioanescu, and he is the pastor of Elam Pentecostal Romanian Church. And he is one of the churches that we represent. Logos Baptist Ministries is the other Romanian church that we represent. There's other Romanian churches in the Chicago or Illinois area that have begun in-person services. This pastor is standing up and is an example for other pastors and Christians around this country to stand up for freedom. You can go to learn more about this situation and pray for the case as it's still ongoing at lc.org, lc.org, and also visit our special webpage, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.